This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 4th. God's word to you today is foretold. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139, verses 16 and 17, and it says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered." Jesus is the embodiment of prophecies. So far, we have looked at five prophecies and seen every single one fulfilled in detail in the person of Jesus Christ. The sixth prophecy we'll be considering is the massacre of children that would happen at the birthplace of the Messiah. We see this prophecy in Jeremiah 31, verse 15, which says, "This is what the Lord says, a cry is heard in Ramah, deep anguish and bitter weeping. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for her children are gone." The fulfillment is in Matthew 2, verses 16 to 18, which says, "Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance." Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Again, we see accurate fulfillment, too accurate for anyone to gainsay. What this means is, whenever greatness is born, greatness is always attacked. Whenever greatness is birthed, greatness is always attacked. Some of us are experiencing fierce attacks. The people around us are also being attacked, so we are confused and disillusioned. The truth is, it is happening because greatness is born in you. That is just the truth, so do not be worried. God always makes a way of escape, yes. So look for and align with God's way of escape. Prophecy number 7 is, the Messiah would spend a season in Egypt. This was prophesied by prophet Hosea in Hosea 11 verse 1, which says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt." It is really intriguing how prophets talk. They can be talking normally and then begin to prophesy all of a sudden. So you have to be careful. The fulfillment is in Matthew 2 verses 14 and 15, which says, "That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt." Accurate. The relevance to us is that sometimes God can hide you in the midst of the enemies and they would not be able to do anything. Egypt, in scripture, is usually a type of enemy of God. God usually would hide us until a time of showing. If God has a great destiny for you, he usually would hide you until a time of showing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.